from Jakarta, RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in English program. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia presents news, actual information, as well as entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our broadcast on shortwave on frequencies of 3325 kilohertz. You can listen to our program at www.voinews.id. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying.
Hello listeners, welcome to English Bulletin over RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Here is our program summary for today. We will bring you first our news, followed by My Indonesia, Today in History, Highlight of the Week, and News in Brief. We will continue our program for today with Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany. We will conclude our program for today with Listener's Mailbag. That was our program summary for today over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with the news.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with the news. First, the headlines. The General Election Commission declares the 2019 election peace campaign. President Joko Widodo encourages the use of technology and the development of cultural art. Vice President Yusuf Kalla led the Indonesian delegation to the UN General Assembly. Now the news in detail. The campaign period for the 2019 general election began with the declaration of peace campaign at the National Monument in Jakarta on Sunday. Chairman of the General Election Commission, Arief Budiman, led the reading of the 2019 election peace campaign declaration, which was followed by the pairs of president and vice presidential candidates Joko Widodo Ma'ruf Amin and Prabowo Subianto Sandiaga Uno, political party leaders participating in the 2019 election, chair of the election supervisory board, and representatives of candidates for the Jakarta Capital City Regional Leadership Council.
Deklarasi kampanye damai.
Deklarasi kampanye damai.
Pemilu tahun 2019.
Declaration of the 2019 election peace campaign. We, participants in the 2019 elections, promise to realize direct, public, free, confidential, honest, and fair elections. Second, carrying out election campaigns that are safe, orderly, peaceful, with integrity, without hoaxes, politicization of SARA or ethnicity, religion, race, and intergroup and money politics. Third, carry out campaigns based on the prevailing laws and regulation. Jakarta, September 23, 2018. After the reading of the declaration, the 2019 election participants flew pigeons as a symbol of peace. Indonesian President Joko Widodo encouraged the development of art and culture in Indonesia by utilizing technological advances. Speaking at the inauguration of the Garuda Wisnu Kencana statue in Badung, Bali on Saturday night, the president said that the use of technology could support the preservation of cultural arts owned by the Indonesian people. On the occasion, President Joko Widodo said that the construction of Garuda Wisnu Kencana has succeeded in combining the beauty of Indonesian art and culture with technological advancements. According to him, cultural arts such as Garuda Wisnu Kencana statue will be able to survive for hundreds of years.
Di era kemajuan teknologi seperti sekarang ini, pengembangan seni budaya.
In the era of technological advancements like today, the development of cultural arts must be integrated with technology. Earlier, I heard that the statue of Garuda Wisnu Kencana, designed by Mr. Nyoman Nuarta, also combined our national cultural arts, especially especially the beauty of Balinese art and culture with technological advancement, with research on the new science. With this combination, Garuda Wisnu Kencana statue will be able to survive for approximately 100 years. And I'm sure another 100 years of Garuda Wisnu Kencana statue will still be discussed at the work of civilization, which is the pride of the nation and also a legacy for future generations of Indonesia. Besides having 100 years of durability, President Joko Widodo also revealed that the statue of Garuda Wisnu Kencana has become one of the largest and highest copper sculptures in the world. Furthermore, he invited Indonesian young artists and cultural scholars to continue to create and produce the best works for the Indonesian people. According to the president, the works of artists and cultural observers will be able to enrich Indonesia's cultural heritage in the future. Indonesian Vice President Yusuf Kalla led the Indonesian delegation at the 73rd United Nations General Assembly at the UN headquarters, New York. Antara reported the Vice President arrived in New York on Sunday, September the 23rd at around 12 a.m. local time, according spokesperson for the Vice President Hussein Abdullah. On Saturday evening local time in New York, the Vice President started the agenda by attending the Nelson Mandela Peace Summit on Monday local time as a follow-up decision in UN General Assembly Resolution 72-243 adopted on December 22, 2017. The resolution of the UN General Assembly, among others, stated that UN member states held a high-level plenary meeting on global peace in honor to the centenary of the birth of Nelson Mandela. The meeting, which was attended by heads of state, would take place from morning to evening. Furthermore, the Vice President is scheduled to convey his views in the general debate of the 73rd UN General Assembly on Thursday local time. This news broadcast is coming your way from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. World-scale geologists and volcano experts attended a seminar on caldera and super eruption in Tuktuk Samosir Lake Toba region North Sumatra on Saturday, September the 22nd. Antara reported the press release of the Energy and Mineral Resources Ministry in Jakarta on Saturday said that the seminar was one of the main activities in the 7th International Workshop on the Collapse of the Caldera. The workshop, jointly organized by the Geological Agency of the Ministry of Energy and Mineral Resources and the International Association on Volcanology and Chemistry of Earth Interior, was attended by around 69 experts and researchers in the fields of geology and the environment from within and outside the country. The entire series of workshops, consisting of seminars, focus groups discussion, and field visits, were held from Saturday to Thursday, with the title Assessing Potential Impacts of Super Eruption on Communities and the Environment. The seminar will discuss the potential socio-ecological impacts of supervolcano eruption such as La Garita Caldera in Colorado, USA, Toba in North Sumatra, Taupo in New Zealand, and Aira in Kyushu, Japan. Thousands of participants participated in the Momo Parade, which is a promotional event for the 2018 Asian Para Games in Jakarta, held from 6th to 13th of October in the southeast crossing of the National Monument Monas area, Jakarta, Sunday. Youth and Sport Minister Imam Nahrawi said the 2018 Asian Para Games is not only a momentum to win a medal, but also an equality award for disabled athletes. He asserted the holding of the Asian Para Games at the same time could become a venue for national unity. Minister Imam Nahrawi, Jakarta Governor Anies Baswedan, and Chairman of the 2018 Asian Games Organizing Committee, Raja Sabta Oktohari, officially released the Momo Parade around 7:30 West Indonesia time. They consist of Indonesian athletes in the Asian Para Games, Indonesian Disability Associations, and others. The Indonesian Finance Minister Sri Mulyani Indrawati asked her staff, especially the Director General of Financing and Risk Management, to increase studying or deepening the government bond market. The market deepening is carried out through sales to various sales managers in the country and instrument diversification. In a press conference entitled Our State Budget in Jakarta, Sri Mulyani recently explained that the market deepening is closely related to the amount of household savings, corporation, and Indonesian government.
Ya, mungkin yang bisa dan akan kita lakukan di lingkungan Kementerian.
Maybe it can and will be done within the Ministry of Finance through diversification, through sales to various fund managers in the country, and instrument diversification. We will not do it in order to deepen the market, but the fundamentals of market deepening are the supply of funding in the country. That is, if the saving investment gap is still negative, it means we import capital from outside. Therefore, market deepening has to do with the amount of savings made by households, companies, and the government. Sri Mulyani further said that she appreciates the market deepening efforts through the newly marketed saving bond retail or SBR 004 and ordering through the network or online and increasing the interest of the wider community, including the millennial generation in Indonesia. The results of SBR sales are of great potential to continue to deepen the market and target more domestic buyers to strengthen a stable bond market. She also hopes that in an increasingly dynamic environment, the Director General of Financing and Risk Management can improve the ability to maintain the risk of state financial financing from both domestic, foreign, and other instruments. Last item. The commemoration of International Day of Peace, which falls every September the 21st, serves as a form of dedication of all humanity in maintaining world peace and as a reminder of the impact of violence and war. Deputy for Cultural Coordination of the Coordinating Minister for Human Development and Culture, Nyoman Syuhida, said in a press statement received in Jakarta on Sunday, that International Day of Peace is the right momentum to maintain peace. This becomes even more important in Indonesia in the face of the campaign period for the legislative and presidential elections. Syuhida said that Indonesia has a diversity of culture, beliefs, and perspectives, all of which are assets that can strengthen as a nation. Syuhida asked all parties to be an example in showing the values of tolerance. He also recounted the activities of the collaboration of the National Movement for Mental Revolution with the Party Institute in building a tolerant culture. One of the activities was the Peace Motivator Workshop in various regions in Indonesia. He also reminded to continue to care for the culture and peace in the unitary state of the Republic of Indonesia so as not to be damaged by intolerant practices that are full of violence by irresponsible parties. To prevent that, Syuhida reminded of the importance of tolerance and refraining from doing harm to others both physically and verbally. To end the news, here are the main points once again. The General Election Commission declares the 2019 election peace campaign. President Joko Widodo encourages the use of technology in the development of cultural arts. Indonesian Vice President Yusuf Kalla leads the Indonesian delegation at the UN General Assembly. Volunteers are eager to succeed in organizing the 2018 Asian Paragames, which take place from October the 6th to 13th in Jakarta. As quoted by Antara, a volunteer who serves in the International Relations and Protocol Division, Ruthara Natania Tambunan, hoped that the Asian Paragames could increase empathy for people with disabilities. Speaking on the sidelines of the Momo Parade, the Asian Paragames mascot 2018 in Jakarta on Sunday, she also expressed hope that the Asian Games will be held as successfully as the 18th Asian Games, which took place in Jakarta and Palembang on August the 18th to September the 2nd this year. The Asian Games for Disabled People will be attended by participants from 41 countries with 2,800 athletes 1,800 officials and 500 media brought from within and outside the country. There are 18 sports that will be contested in the event, including basketball, volleyball, fencing, swimming, and many others. That was the end of the news. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Indonesia in economy, international politics, sports, environment, and Pancasila, only on Indonesiaku, My Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, with daily segment My Indonesia, which today is on Pancasila becomes the theme of the Asian Para Games opening ceremony. Chairperson of the Indonesian Asian Para Games Organizing Committee, or INAPGOC 2018, Raja Sabta Oktohari, ensured the concept of the opening ceremony will carry the values of Pancasila, which is the foundation of the Indonesian state. The grand event of the 2018 Asia Disability Athletes will take place in Jakarta from October the 6th to 13. Meanwhile, the opening of the Asian Para Games will be held at the Gelora Bung Karno Main Stadium in Senayan, Jakarta on Saturday, October the 6th. In the opening ceremony, INAPGOC is ready to give an event that was no less exciting with the opening of the recent 2018 Asian Games. However, one thing is certain, the Asian Para Games will provide a lot of moral messages. Raja Sabta Oktohari revealed that the main consideration is the inclusion of the basic values of the Indonesian state because it is intended as a unifying tool for Indonesia. Later, the opening ceremony will bring social justice for all Indonesian people. Raja Sabta Oktohari, in a press conference at the Bung Karno Arena Building, Senayan on Thursday, confirmed that the 2018 Asian Para Games, both the opening and closing, could not be equated with the 2018 Asian Games. He made sure there were many different touches. In addition to talking about preparations for the opening and closing events, Raja Sabta Oktohari addressed the issue of match tickets. According to him, the issue of tickets at multi-event sports parties is a special concern for the organizers. Reflecting from the issue of the last Asian Games ticketing, Raja Sabta Oktohari said that INAPGOC would take many lessons. Because of this, Loket.com, the official ticket sales agent for the 2018 Asian Para Games opening ceremony, was appointed because it proved to be familiar with the high traffic ticket sales. Meanwhile, Loket.com Vice President Muhammad Aryo Adimas revealed tickets will be sold through two divisions, namely 70% for online and 30% offline. The prices provided vary, starting from 500,000 rupiah, 750,000 rupiah, 1.5 million and 2.5 million rupiah. He is also optimistic that the ticket sales of the 2018 Asian Para Games will run smoothly. That was My Indonesia Today.
Today in History, presenting you historical facts of the day.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Today in History, a regular segment which brings back people and events from the state and the past as recorded in history. I'll begin with September the 23rd, 1943. Mussolini founds the Social Republic of Italy. Benito Mussolini, a dictator from Italy, founded the Italian Social Republic, which he led from his headquarters in Gargano, northern Italy. The Social Republic of Italy, also known as the City Republic of Salo, was the Nazi German puppet state from September the 23rd, 1943 to April the 25th, 1945. The Republic was supported by the Republican Party of Fascism. After being overthrown in July 1943, Mussolini had to face supporters who turned to hate him for Italy's defeat. Luckily, Germany still wanted to protect Mussolini by taking him to the Apennine Mountains. Germany, although considered the man as incompetent. As a way to channel their desire for power, the German put him in Garignano, Lake Garda, north of Italy. In that place, Mussolini founded the Republic of Salem. Turning to September 23, 1983, a bomb explodes on the Gulf Air 771 plane. A total of 107 passengers and 5 crew members on flight 771 from the city of Karachi, Pakistan to Abu Dhabi, United Arab Emirates, were declared dead when the plane flew sharply into the wilderness near Mina Jabal Ali, 40 kilometers from Abu Dhabi. Some of the dead are Pakistani citizens who wanted to return to Abu Dhabi and Bahrain after spending Idul Adha holidays with their family in their hometowns. Based on the results of an American National Transportation Safety Board investigation of a black box released in 1987, a Boeing 737-2 P6 type aircraft exploded due to a time bomb placed in the trunk. I'll end with September 23, 1964, National Maritime Day is declared. Through Decree number 249 of 1964, President Sukarno set September 23rd as the Maritime Day on the basis of the Maritime National Conference the first. Later, President Suharto celebrated Mahari Day or Maritime Day on September 23, 1968 in Manado. At that time, he expressed the hope that it could be used as a momentum to preserve and increase the potential of the nautical archipelago. Indonesia has a beautiful oceanic landscape because more than 70% of Indonesia's territory is the ocean. Well, that was Today in History from RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. I'm Anna Trijayakasih.
Highlight of the Week presents Issues of the Week.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with this week's spotlight, which today is on President Jokowi asked North Nusa Tenggara Governor to work on reconstruction of earthquake victim houses. President Joko Widodo ordered Governor of West Nusa Tenggara, Zulkifli Mansyah, and his deputy Siti Rohmi Jalilah, who had just been sworn in, to work immediately. They are required to soon complete the process of rehabilitation and reconstruction of houses and public facilities affected by the earthquake. After the inauguration at the State Palace in Jakarta on Wednesday, President Joko Widodo said there were major problems that need to be resolved, namely the rehabilitation and reconstruction of houses devastated by the earthquake. The president also requested that the rehabilitation process be immediately completed properly. Regarding the issue of funds, President Jokowi said the fund disbursement for the rehabilitation and reconstruction of houses must go through the stages. The government promised to immediately disburse funds after the stages were ready and verified. On the same occasion, West Nusa Tenggara Governor Zulkifli Mansyah said that the process of rehabilitating needed serious attention. He promised to immediately establish contact with the head of the area affected by the earthquake. Among others, the district heads of North West Lombok, Mataram City, Central Lombok, East Lombok, Mataram City, and Sumbawa Island. Regarding the rehabilitation funds that have not yet been disbursed, he will reassure the finance minister because he said the rehabilitation fund of 300 billion rupiahs has been disbursed to the National Disaster Management Agency by the Ministry of Finance. Governor Zulkifli Mansyah said that the government must be careful in managing the funds. Meanwhile, from West Lombok, it was reported the number of houses damaged by the earthquake in this region continues to increase. Head of the West Lombok Public Works and Special Planning Office, Imade Artadana, said the data was known from the West Lombok District Earthquake Disaster Management Main Command Post on Wednesday. The number of house damages in West Lombok reached 60,652 houses, which were previously 57,614. As stipulated in the implementation guidelines issued by the National Disaster Management Agency, the rehabilitation process of damaged houses cannot be done immediately after being recorded and verified. It stipulates various procedures that must be taken by the people even though the house repair money is already in their respective accounts. Such procedure, among others, massive and tired socialization. That was Spotlight over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, with news in brief. The General Election Commission declares the 2019 election peace campaign. President Joko Widodo encouraged the development of art and culture in Indonesia by utilizing technological advances. Indonesian Vice President Yusuf Kalla leads the Indonesian delegation at the 73rd United Nations General Assembly at UN headquarters in New York on Sunday. World-scale geologists and volcano experts attended a seminar on caldera and super eruption in Tuktuk Samosir, Lake Toba region, North Sumatra on Saturday. Thousands of participants took part in the Momo Parade, which is a promotional event for the 2018 Asian Para Games in Jakarta today. The Indonesian Finance Minister Sri Mulyani Indrawati asked her staff, especially the Directorate General of Financing and Risk Management, to increase studying or deepening the government bond market. Volunteers are eager to succeed in organizing the 2018 Asian Para Games, which take place from October the 6th to 13th in Jakarta. That was News in Brief over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
You are still tuned to Voice of Indonesia, broadcasting daily from Jakarta on frequency of 3325 kHz. You can also listen through audio streaming at www.voinews.id. Listeners, here is our next segment, Indonesian Wonder.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Indonesian Wonder, a special program featuring various aspects of Indonesian tourism. You can listen to this program via streaming at www.voinews.id. Today, I'll introduce Rice Glewo from Semarang, so stay tuned to RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. When you visit Indonesia, especially Central Java, it feels incomplete if you have not tasted various culinary in Semarang, the capital of the province. Chairperson of the Indonesian Gastronomy Academy, Vita Datau Mesah, said that Semarang was one of the storehouses of Indonesian culinary wealth. Semarang's original culinary is known to have a strong and unique character, especially in terms of taste. The ingredients used in Semarang culinary processing until now, on average, still the traditional recipes. Culinary in Semarang is famous for its delicious taste and relatively cheap price. One of the culinary delights in Semarang, and you have to try, is Glewo rice, which was very popular in the 70s and 80s. The The basic ingredient of this culinary is cow muscle, which is boiled and then cooked with fine spices and coconut milk. The presentation usually consists of some rice poured with coconut milk gravy, which contains beef patties and then added with some soy sauce. For one portion of nasi glewo or glewo rice, you only need to pay 15,000 rupiahs, which is more or less $1. So that it tastes better when serving it, nasi glewo is wrapped in banana leaves. And as a flavor enhancer, it is served with chips and a sprinkling of fried onions and of course chili paste. Cooking glewo rice is not too difficult. At first, spices such as onion, garlic, candlenut, galangal, bay leaves, and galangal are mashed and sauteed. Then, after that, mix it with boiled meat or muscle and coconut milk and cook on low heat for 10 minutes. The difference between the glewo rice in the past and present lies in how to cook it. In the past, they use wood or charcoal as fuel, but now they use gas stoves. Though not so popular anymore, glewo rice can still easily be found in Semarang and surrounding area because it is delicious, nutritious, and cheap. That was Indonesian Wonder over Voice of Indonesia.
For still being with us at Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. If you have any suggestion or criticism, please send your email to voi@voinews.id. Listeners, now let's listen to our segment, Miscellany.
Miscellany.
Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Miscellany, a regular segment featuring various aspects of Indonesia, including art and culture, environment and technology, even lifestyle. This edition presents the topic of the Riau Island Maritime Festival 2018. Stay tuned in to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia at www.voinews.id or through RRI Play application. The Riau Island Province, or known as Kepri, once again organized the Riau Islands Maritime Festival, held in Tanjung Pinang from September the 21st until 24th. During this year's implementation, there was little difference where hundreds of jet ski convoys from Malaysia and Singapore headed to Tanjung Pinang. This parade took place on September the 21st. Indonesian Tourism Minister Arif Yahya said there was always a new surprise at the Kepri or Riau Islands Maritime Festival, which spoiled the tourists. No wonder it was included in the 100 Wonderful Events of the Ministry of Tourism in 2018, a festival that must be visited. This festival can be said to be the tourism potential of Riau Islands province, which presents sport tourism, marine tourism, nature and culture. It began with the planting of trees to green the Dompak Island region on September the 20th. The 2018 Maritime Festival was also filled with various traditional Malay typical coastal games activities, including sailing, kites, gasing, and jong boats competitions. Jong boat is a traditional Riau game using a small unmanned sailboat which is jutted into the sea following the wind direction. of the Riau Islands Provincial Tourism Office, Bura Limar, said of the Riau Islands Maritime Festival 2018 is always aligned with the wonderful Indonesia sailing program so that it can be a barometer to introduce the potential of Riau Islands marine tourism to foreign yachters. According to him, tourists do not need to hesitate to watch this event because the Riau Islands province is already equipped with 3A, namely accessibility, amenity or supporting facilities such as restaurant, places of worship, souvenir shop, etc., and attractions. He was optimistic that the event could absorb thousands of foreign tourists because the Ministry of Tourism participated in promoting it abroad. Meanwhile, Assistant Deputy for Marketing One Regional One of the Ministry of Tourism, Iyung Masruro, said that the Riau Islands Maritime Festival 2018 is one of the steps to boost foreign tourist arrivals because the province is situated on a strategic path which is directly adjacent to Malaysia and Singapore. This makes the province one of the main gates for foreign tourists to enter Indonesia. According to him, this activity must have a maximum impact on tourism in Riau Islands, because foreign tourist visit has a lot of impact on society, especially in the economic field. That was Miscellany over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Until tomorrow with another topic, I'm Anna Trijayakasih.
We'll meet again tomorrow with another Miscellany on Indonesia.
Wherever you are, welcome back to Listener's Mailbag, a weekly segment in which your letters and emails are acknowledged. In this segment, we'll also play some Indonesian music. We would like to thank our dear listeners, wherever you are, who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to read an email sent by Tony Megan in Australia. He was listening to RRI program 4 through frequency of 1332 kHz. In his email, Mr. Tony Megan said that the transmitter was on the air, but there was no audio programming. Hello Mr. Tony Megan, thank you for your attention on RRI program 4. Because RRI program 4 is RRI's national program, so your email will be forwarded to RRI program 4. As information, Voice of Indonesia broadcasts not only in Indonesian, but also in 8 foreign languages, namely English, German, Mandarin, French, Arabic, Japanese, Spanish, and Dutch. Those programs can be monitored through frequency of 3325 kHz. If you miss it, you can find out through our website www.voinews.id. Besides the scripts which have been broadcasted, you can also hear the audio of our broadcast. You just click Index Audio on our website and then select on what date you want to hear it. Well, Mr. Tony Megan, please keep listening to our broadcast and sending your report. Special for you, Mr. Tony Megan, we will play a beautiful song. Enjoy the song.
Pertama kali bertemu, terasa ada yang mengganggu. Ternyata kau coba curi hatiku. Kedua kali berjumpa, semua makin berbeda. Tiba-tiba kau nyatakan cinta. Ku harus bagaimana? Pantaskah kau untuk menjadi pilihanku? Buktikan bila memang kau sungguh-sungguh. Bukan hanya janji manis yang ku mau. Buktikanlah.
hanya ucapan. Ku beri kesempatan untuk buktikan ku harus bagaimana. Pantaskah kau tak menjadi pilihanku? Buktikan bila memang kau sungguh-sungguh. Bukan hanya janji manis yang ku mau. Buktikanlah, buktikan padaku. Menjadi pilihanku. Buktikan bila memang kau sungguh-sungguh.
Listener, now we will reply an email from Gail Van Horn in USA. He was listening to our broadcast in English program on July 14, 2018 through frequency of 3325 kHz starting at 1300 hours until 1330 hours UTC. In addition to listening to English program, Mr. Gail Van Horn also said that he also monitored the French service on 3325 kHz and the Japanese service July 13th on 3325 kHz. Hello, Mr. Gail Van Horn. Welcome to be our regular listener and thank you for your reception report of our broadcast, which is very detailed. So, please keep listening to our broadcast and sending your report. Special for you, we'll play a beautiful song.
Haruskah ku berubah demi cinta agar mereka mau menerima ketidakbiasaan yang terjalin antara kita berdua? Haruskah ku memendam sama rasa? Haruskah ku memenjarakan asa? Yeah. Hanya karena cinta kita tak seperti apa yang mereka mengerti. Mungkin berat tapi ku tahu apa yang kita jalani. Sulit mereka pahami, namun ku
no.
You are still listening to Listener's Mailbag, broadcast every Sunday. Now, we continue to reply an email from Azam Ali Sumro in Pakistan. In his email, Mr. Azam Ali Sumro said that he would like to congratulate us and thank for launching the RRI Net live broadcasting and for the introduction of RRI Play mobile application. Azam said, with the launch of RRI Net live broadcasting, now listeners not only listen to information about Indonesia, but also personally see Indonesia and the beauty and colors of this wonderful country. He added, watching RRI Net live is indeed seeing Indonesia from all aspects. There is no doubt in this fact that RRI is indeed a bridge between Indonesia and the rest of the world. This quality broadcasting station has steadily grown up and better day after day. As far as the presenters are concerned, Mr. Azam Ali Sumro must appreciate Madam Ani Hasanah Mubarak and Daulat Pane for their nice voice and style of presentation the program. Hello Mr. Azam Ali Sumro, thank you for your compliment on our RRI Net program. Through this program, we try to introduce diversity of our cultures to the international world, not only through audio, but also through visual, where our listeners can directly see the beauty of Indonesian arts, cultures, and natures. Well, Mr. Azam Ali Sumro, please keep listening to our broadcast. For you, we will play a beautiful song. Listener, before we end our listener's mailbag, we want to reply an email from Mer Abdul Sattar Salvi in Pakistan. In his email, Mr. Mer Abdul Sattar Salvi said, that he has been listening to our radio since 2 years ago. Through our radio, he knows and understands the various types of issues and events taking place around the world. Although it is not easy to listen to and understand all the content of the programs, because according to him, he is not good in English. Hello, Mr. Mayor Abdul Satter Salfi. Thank you for your attention on our broadcast. If you miss our segment of the programs, we suggest you to visit our website www.voinews.id. You just click the segment of the program what you want to read. But we are really sorry, because at the moment, we cannot send your request. Thank you. Listener, whatever you are, we inform you that we have a new program on RRINet. This program is broadcast from Monday to Friday at 2100 hours until 2200 hours West Indonesia time, or 1400 hours until 1500 hours UTC. This program enables you not only listen, but also watch our program just like watching TV. And this is how to access VOI English News Service via RRI Play. First, download RRI Play mobile application from Google Play. Then, open RRI Play application. Choose RRINet. And then, choose RRINet 720 pixel. Before we sign out our segment mailbag, we want to say hello to Sardar Sohal Ahmed, Jawahar Almeida, Vicentio Daniel, and Mustafa Ben Lolo. Well, listener, actually we have received many emails, but unfortunately we have to sign off now. Thank you for always listening to Voice of Indonesia and visit our Facebook fan page. We also appreciate your reception reports on our broadcast. Please send your letters to Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, 4N5 Jakarta, 10110 Indonesia. I'll repeat again, Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, 4N5 Jakarta, 10110 Indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. voi@voinews.id. Don't forget to visit and like our fan pages on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia and The Voice of Indonesia, or follow our Twitter at @voiindonesia. You can also join our Instagram, voice_of_indonesia. Well, listener, to conclude our segment, we will play another Indonesian beautiful song. I'm Putri Safitri Adela. Thank you for listening, and we will meet again next week in Listener's Mailbag.
Ku hampiri engkau meski kau jauh, sendiri ku tempuh hanya untuk bertemu denganmu. Ku hampiri engkau meski kau jauh, namun hatimu telah runtuh dan buatku terjatuh. Kau tak pernah tahu betapa hati yakin untukmu. Kau tak pernah tahu betapa aku merindukanmu. Merindukanmu. tapi tak jua kau hiraukan aku. Tapi tak jua kau hiraukan aku.
Thank you for listening to English program from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
You can listen to our broadcast on shortwave on frequencies of 3325 kHz.
You can also tune at voinews.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, RRI Building, 4th floor, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta. PO Box 1157 Jakarta 10110 Indonesia. You can also join us on Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter at VOI Indonesia. Our Instagram, voice_of_Indonesia. RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying.